All right, Alexander, let's answer some of the questions, all the questions that came in during our live stream with Garland Nixon. And let's begin with Dominique, who says, after the extraordinary declaration of Baerbock, incidentally, H-I-T-L-E-R compatriot, can you, as Pericles compatriots, provide us with a real definition of democracy?
You know, Dominique, you have this genius for classical, classical things. Democracy is a Greek word. Demos is people. Kratos is essentially power. It also includes within it the concept of state. So a democracy is a state in which the people exercise power. Nothing more. Nothing less. That is what that word means. Now, perhaps no state has ever fully achieved it, but we've got closer to it in some place, some countries than in other countries. I think we can all agree that everywhere at the moment, democracy is in retreat.
All right. Tatone says, Alex and Alex, thank you for your level-headed and realistic analysis of this conflict. I only wish the West had elected leaders who weren't the exact opposite. They have done nothing but escalate.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely. There's a very good article by Paul Robinson, the Canadian academic, who makes exactly that point. He says that the escalation by the West is only creating counter-escalation by Russia now, which is going to destroy Ukraine. I mean, that's essentially what he's saying.
Yep. Let's see. Zalame says, what happened after the Russian debt default? Has that affected anything? Is Russia now allowed to pay? And in what currency? MSM went silent on this.
Well, can I just say, just before we did this video, I checked out the ruble-dollar exchange rate. The ruble is now trading at 57 to the dollar. So it's actually continuing to strengthen. There was no default. Let's make this absolutely clear. I understand that none of Russia's creditors have actually come forward and said that Russia is in default. Now, what has happened is that the United States is refusing to allow banks to process payments to Russia's creditors. That's not a default. That is an illicit interference in the contracts between two parties, between one party, the debtor, and the other party, which is the creditor. A third party is inserting themselves into that process and is trying to prevent the contracts being performed. Now, when that happens in private commercial law and is done by individuals, that's actually a criminal offence. Illegal interference with contracts in that way is a criminal offence. We're talking about the United States government, so obviously that doesn't apply. But there is no default. Nobody considers it a default. Russia just carries on. It's keeping its money. It's keeping its hard currency earnings. And its currency is getting stronger.
All right. Bitcoin says, what's up? What's up, Bitcoin? Euro Gabor says, point of no return for Hungary. The evil union is abusing voting rights and funding for Hungary. Will Orban lead out the country from the EU? With the East rising and the West is collapsing, it is time.
I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't think that's his plan at the moment, but we may be getting closer to that point. Give it a few months. Give it a few months and we'll see. A lot will depend, by the way, on the elections in Italy. If Meloni becomes prime minister, which everybody expects, she's made it clear that she sees Orban as a kindred spirit, an ideological brother. There is a difference in that Meloni apparently is rather Atlanticist, Orban is not. So there may be tensions over that and over Ukraine. But that might create a Hungarian-Italian axis on some issues. But we'll see whether it lasts. We see how strong it is. We see what Meloni amounts to. There's a major economic crisis in the West. And the Meloni government turns out to be a nothing burger, which is quite likely. Then who knows? Maybe come the spring, we will start to see the first steps towards Hungary leaving the EU.
All right. Ronald B. says, would Russia be able to tolerate a much weakened, much diminished Ukraine that nevertheless continues to assert it is at war with Russia until all the territories, including Crimea, are returned?
You know, this is the fundamental question. Russia, let's be clear about this. It's not, you know, engage in circumlocutions. It's about to annex or unite or absorb, choose whatever word you like, Donbass, Kherson region, Zaporozhye, that part of Nikolaev region, which it controls. Ukraine is not going to recognize that. If Ukraine keeps fighting, if it continues attacking these places, there's just been a statement from Peskov, Putin's spokesman, who says at that point, the Russian constitution kicks in. It's an attack on Russia itself. Now, how can Russia, in that case, stop? How can Russia stop if there is a country that is continuously attacking Russian territory? I don't think it can. I think it will continue all the way to Kiev and beyond.
Summer of 1970, thank you for that super sticker. Taro Man, thank you for that super sticker. David S., thank you for that super sticker. Sanjeva says, hope you will get better soon, Alexander. God bless.
I am better. I'm already better, actually. And by the way, let me take this opportunity to thank all those people who've written to me suggesting various cures and treatments. I've followed some of that advice and it's been effective.
NN, thank you for that super chat. Volcanus says, grand rising all, Godspeed. Nick Prokhorov, thank you for that super sticker. Red Viking says, in Norway, the state will lend you money for energy bill.
Will lend you money? Well, that's a new one. I mean, I mean, you know, all of these things leave me speechless. I'm in Britain. I've just been following the financial statement, the budget, if you like, of our new Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng. I mean, to me, to my way of thinking, this is, you know, witchcraft economics. I mean, I can't begin to express my own incredulity at what is being done. Now, I don't want to make predictions. I don't want to be a doomsayer. I don't know how. Maybe things will turn out otherwise. But all I can say is that if these people want to create an inflation crisis, which might evolve potentially into a hyperinflationary crisis, as far as I can see, they're going the right way about it. That's all I will say.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the emoticon. It's a white cross is Denmark. Not Norway, my bad.
Okay.
I'm looking at the emoticon right now. Okay. It's quite small, but it's Denmark, I believe. In Denmark, the state will lend you money for the energy bill. Yeah. Thank you for that, Red Viking. Sparky says, awesome to see the great Garland Nixon on the Duran. Thank you for that, Sparky. Commando Crossfire says, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive.
Yeah, this is it takes it from that poem by Dylan Thomas, I believe, about his father, you know, don't go quietly into the night. Well, if you're talking about Russia, they will survive. They've been in this kind of crisis before. There have been attempts many times to break up and destroy Russia. They've always come through. So this isn't going to be, they're not certainly not going quietly into the night. The big question is, we're not, in my opinion, in the West, threatened with, you know, annihilation. Oblivion doesn't threaten us. No one wants to destroy us. The question is, what are we going to do to ourselves? And that's the big question. Now, if we in the West stand up, if we push back against this, if we push back against the foolish policies that our governments are following, then perhaps, hopefully, maybe we can bring us back to some sort of even position. But anyway, thank you one way or the other for that.
Danielle says, what are your thoughts on the prisoner exchange?
I think it was a huge...
We answered that.
Yeah, we did answer. I think it was a huge PR disaster, by the way, not first one. Ramzan Kadyrov, by the way, after we did that program, I read a statement that he made. He's absolutely incandescent about it, as many Russians are. But I think Garland explained it very well. This is almost certainly a very complicated deal involving lots of parties, and we can't really assess it because we don't really know every element and point of it.
Sal Good says, Mother Europe needs a Caesar to unite her people, expel the invaders, crush the liberal order, and put society back on the rails.
And we don't need a Caesar. I mean, you know, that's a very dangerous idea, at least I think so. I mean, what we need is a return to our states, our democracies, our constitutional systems, our laws. I mean, that's what we need to do. We need, as people in our respective European countries, to take back control. That was the slogan that was used that united the British people during the Brexit referendum, or at least united a large part of the, well, a majority of the English people, and brought about the Brexit vote. That is what we need to do.
Tatone says, really love Garland's point about the West being against the clock. In US, yeah. Congress will be more anti-war with Joe Kent and J.D. Vance elected. Whether they can stop war hawk neocon leadership is an open question.
Absolutely. I have to say, not for the first time, the great hope for the West is in the United States. I say that not because things in the US are well. On the contrary, that's where the danger also comes from. But look at the state of Europe at the moment. If you're going to stop a slide to disaster, there is much more political activity and vitality in the US at the moment than there is in Europe.
LK, thank you for that super chat. Jen Judy, thank you for that super sticker. Nick Prohorov, thank you for that super sticker. Scarlett says, thanks for having Garland Nixon on the Duran. I'm a big fan of all three of you. Appreciate all your work. Thank you, Scarlett, for that. Azed50 says, regarding the EU eliminating the veto option, nothing like crushing democracy to save democracy.
Let's not pretend it's anything to do with saving democracy. I mean, it's they're doing all the things that they've yearned to do. And they're doing it, you know. This crisis is the crisis that goes on giving to them, if you think about it.
Raphael says, wonderful guest. Thank you. Gunslinger says, thank you for this post. Great. Gunslinger, not a banned account, says, how soon will the Ukraine counterattack Moscow?
Well, I mean, I think they're already there, aren't they? I'd heard that they'd already penetrated the Moscow Ring Road. The Kremlin is already in sight, I hear. Putin is packing his bags.
They're on... They're in Lubyanka as we speak. Tsar Alexander says, Western media be like the Ukrainian Aryan super warriors will seize Vladivostok in no time.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I mean, it's tomorrow probably.
Sancheva says, I hate this prisoner swap, especially since it involves 5 commanders and 108 members of that A battalion. I understand Russia wants their servicemen back, but... extremely bad PR and demoralizing. Bad soft power plan by Russia.
Yeah, well, you should just see what Kadyrov has said about this. I mean, he said he was talking about an insult to the Chechen people and those who are responsible will be made to pay and that he's going to call Putin about it. So, I mean, there's a very great deal of anger about this in Russia, and not just from people like Kadyrov, but from many people. All I will say is I am sure what Garland said is right. This is a complicated deal. Saudi Arabia and Turkey have both been involved, and there's probably all kinds of things being agreed behind the scenes which people don't fully, which we don't know about.
Yeah. Joe Urban, thank you for that super sticker. Lana A. Zenkova, thank you for that super sticker. Valies, thank you for that super chat. Rubia Pell says, Alexander is spot on about Petersburg and the Cossacks switching sides. This could happen in any country. The trick is to have a decent replacement for governing.
Indeed, yeah.
Jeff Bickford says, there must be all manner of drones and other anonymous methods that can use to put down protests and dissent. There is a suspicious kind of smug self-assurance in the competent governing classes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's all kinds of technologies, techniques, instruments on a scale that, like, we've never seen. But I tend to agree with Garland about this. Ultimately, you can't just hide behind drones. You need people there on the streets who are prepared to use the riot shields, all the rest, to shield you from what's coming. If your guards turn against you, all is lost.
Martin Rex says, fantastic program. Thank you all. And regards to Mr. Nixon. Glad to see him on the Duran. Tabernak says, all empires fall in the end due to logistics.
True enough. Very true, actually.
Linda Petit, thank you for that super chat. Elza, thank you for that super sticker. Dante's Inferno, thank you for that super chat. Gear Bakken, thank you for that super sticker. Commander Crossfire says, I saw clouds of dust on the horizon. Soon out of these clouds, Russian tanks began to appear. The Russians have sent in their reserves. I said to our chief of staff and realized that we had lost.
Quote from some book about World War II, I presume. Right. Yeah.
Elena, thank you for that super sticker. AD says, please, please do an interview with Jay Dyer. He is very easy to find on the web. Yes, we've got him in mind. We've got him in mind. Cool Roy says, MAGA is not communism. Woke is communism.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you for that, Cool Roy. Darren Lucas, thank you for that super sticker. Mark Hughes says, thanks, gents. Jamila Asfu says, thank you, gentlemen. We love you. Red Z says, you have to live in reality. The 2-mile radius around you. Take care of your immediate community, and we'll all get through this event. Thank you for that, Red Z. A different perspective says, the price of de-dollarization is war. Libya, Venezuela, Iraq, etc. Xi told his citizens this 2 years ago. Their economies are adjusting to this. Ours not.
Mm. Yep. I mean, I don't disagree with any of that. I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily going to, I mean, that it requires war. But certainly they are adjusting. We've discussed this in many programs, actually. The one thing I will say is this. If this thing is managed well, it doesn't need to create chaos. But that requires everybody, including the US, sitting down and working out how to manage the transition from a dollar system, which I believe isn't working well for the United States itself anymore. I mean, you notice what Garland said about this financialized economy that has emerged in the United States. It's only because the dollar system has made that possible. Do that, do away with that, and you might actually start to see reindustrialization begin to take hold. The problem is, what some people in the US are trying to do is that they're trying to protect and preserve and prolong this system beyond its natural lifespan. And that is very dangerous.
GEC812 says, regarding Garland's point about a different party, there are some in Congress and Senate who speak up against the deep state, Ukrainian intervention, rather than supporting the other side and media demonize and or ignore them.
Yeah, that's just true enough.
Thank you very much for that. Matlas X says, Romania, 1989, the people hit the streets around Christmas, so we have recent evidence of winter revolutions.
It's absolutely true, yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely, I remember it well.
Yeah. Pasha Moyer says, how deep do the parallels go between the fall of other totalitarian regimes in history and what we suspect will happen next spring?
Parallels are huge. They have a consistent quality. I mean, what I will say is, one of the infallible signs that a regime is about to fall is growing dissension within its elite. And you can see that in the United States too. When people are arguing, when the elite itself is fracturing, and you can certainly see that is a sign that the system itself is becoming less stable.
Emery Chen says, what do neocons and neolibs really mean when they say China, Russia, I guess is what they mean. Yeah. China, Russia represents an existential threat to the U.S. and collective West.
What they mean is that it represents an existential threat to their project. I mean, let me repeat again. Neither the Chinese nor the Russians are out at this time to conquer, subjugate, destroy the West, the United States, anything there. I mean, they know that this is well beyond their power, and why would they want to do it anyway? But if you have a neocon mindset and you believe in hegemonism, globalism, all of those things, then these two great powers are a massive obstacle to what you're trying to achieve. In fact, they're an existential threat to your project.
X99G says, we all know that till the US, UK, Europe is at life, there will be no peace or prosperity. The awoken countries, they will come after the arrogant Westerners.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I was, as a Westerner myself, I want to say this. I think that if we just get past this idea that we have to cling on to some kind of hegemony, we have lots of things going for us in the West, which we could do very well, the United States especially. But I completely agree. At the moment, Western foreign policy is the major cause of division and crisis in the world. When I say Western, I mean neocon globalist foreign policy, which has captured the foreign policy of the United States and via the European Union, that of Europe as well.
Summer of 1970 says, no one should ever sit in this office over 70 years old. That I know, Dwight D. Eisenhower. Thank you for that. Matlas X says, the real question is, what did Saudi Arabia get out of this prisoner swap?
That's a very good question, which we don't know the answer to. But be absolutely sure they have got an awful lot. The Saudis are not going to give and take back nothing.
Lada Moreau says, the prisoners exchange shows Russians and Ukraine in different lights. Ukraine torture and execute POWs, but Russia treats POWs with dignity and humanity. I hope that this opens some eyes in the West.
Yeah, well, it won't open many eyes in the West, but it might open eyes in Ukraine. And that's the point that Garland made over the course of the program.
Ruby Appel says, great show, guys, very enlightening. And Elsa says, bright side of the sad reality, our children will be able to say to theirs, when I was little, I didn't have enough to eat. Eat what is served.
Quite, gosh.
And on that note, we will end this this Q&A. Thank you very much to everyone for their questions. Take care.